102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We got my man Baron on this morning. Good morning, Baron. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Peace, God. What's going on? How you doing?
Hello.
All right. All right. Thank you for reaching out. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your friend and co-worker, Dorian, this morning, involving an agreement you guys had about a PS5. First of all, you lucky devil, you were able to get two PS5 consoles during this holiday season when, I mean, nobody can actually get them. So there was an agreement between you and Dorian surrounding one of the PS5. So tell us what happened and why you're here seeking this pardon this morning.
Well, man, you know, I'm not even really feeling the situation because I'm not trying to be in any type of odds with my mans over a little game or technology or anything like that. But the deal is, I got two PS5s, you know, and I told my guy, look, I'll sell you one. No question. Like, you know, I'll break even, like, because I wanted a PS5 anyway, and then you can just pay the regular fee for it that you would pay because I got it. And so he was content with that, you know. That seemed like a good look.
You could have upcharged him a little bit, but you were doing the right thing for your homie. Like, nah,
you hook your boy up.
There you go. That's fair. Yeah, That's what I would do.
I'm not going to upcharge my mans, you know. Like, but if I'm dealing with somebody else who I'm not as tight with, then I will upcharge them, which is what happened.
So you had a chance to make some money.
I had the chance to make some bread, and I needed a little bit of extra bread with rent, COVID, unemployment, everything super wonky.
Right.
So I figured I would just go ahead and flip the PS5, and then my boy could just come over and still play with me or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got to come to your house to play the PS5. Okay.
Yeah, after you sold his. Okay. So, needless to say, my man Dorian was not too happy when he found out. He came to pick up the game, I guess, and you guys got into a very heated argument.
First of all, this dude didn't even text me, you know, but, like, he just showed up in my crib. Like, yo, where's the PS5, bro? Like a child or whatever. But not even to call my man's a child. Like, I was the same way. But he showed up to my crib, and he was just like, where's my PS5? And so I told him, I kept it a buck. I was like, bro, like, this dude from down the street wanted the PS5. I was able to flip it. I picked up an extra $2 on it. And he just lost it, bro. Like, lost it. Like, looked at me all types of wild. Told me he was finna take my PlayStation. Like, started coming at me wild. Like, that's the most immoral thing. You're not my boy. I've known you too long. Like, I would never do that to you. And to me, it seemed inconsequential because I was like, brother, I just made a little bit of extra bread. Like, you tripping on a game. But he took it, like, to heart. And so that's why I figured, let me get on the phone with y'all. Because my guy is clearly needing to meet him.
I mean, why didn't you let him know ahead of time that you were going to sell his? Didn't you have any time to at least give him the heads up so he's not all surprised?
I mean, you know, like, being a man of faith, I can't lie to you and say that I didn't have time, but I just didn't do it.
Okay. Like, well, money calls, I guess.
So he came over because you guys had arranged he was going to come over with the money and pick the game up. By the time he got there, though, you sold it to the guy down the street. Okay, I get it now. So, yeah, he probably was a little hot.
Tony, he thought he was going to get one of the hardest-to-get games or toys of the year.
Ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now he's like, the dude up the street got it.
The man had cleaned his room up at the crib and everything where he was going to set it up. He had everything set to bring this PS5 back home.
And now Baron's talking about, just come to my house and we can play. Come on, man.
He's going to play at my place.
Ooh, this is going to be tough. Hey, we're going to get Dorian on the line, Baron. You're going to present your case to him. We're going to let him think about it and see if he's going to grant you a pardon this morning. How's that?
That would be much appreciated.
All right, man. Oof. Dorian, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, what up, Dorian?
Good, my brother. Now, we have a little situation we want to talk to you about. We have a young man by the name of Baron with us this morning. Do you know a Baron?
Man, what does he want?
With the disgust.
Well, he just needs to speak to you this morning. But really quickly, before this little drama happened between you and him, how was your friendship before that?
Well, before this, I mean, he and I were really cool. I mean, we've been friends for, like, what, almost 5 years. We kind of met in college, so we've just been cool since then. We've always been close, having each other's back, and so I guess to him to just do me wrong like that, it really hit different, you know?
All right, well, we do have Baron with us this morning. He would just like to speak to you, like I said, and we need you to take a few moments and listen and make a decision. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Baron, go ahead and talk to Dorian.
Yo, D. You there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, look, man, I'm going to keep it a buck. Look, bro, I didn't mean to upset you. I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to cross your boundaries or disrespect your values. I didn't know that your brothers cared about PlayStation so much. I was just trying to make a quick buck. Look, I understand how you're upset with me and how you feel like I didn't keep my word up, but, like, I'm just feeling like you would have done the same thing if somebody had just came to you with an extra few bills. So I'm just trying to, like, you know, check in with you. Maybe we could go get something to drink, drop in, you know, like, just circle off, because this feels real crazy that, like, we're, I don't know, like, I feel like we're not even friends or homies anymore.
Dorian?
The thing that makes me so mad about this is, like, the fact that you want to get your word, that hurt me, because... I mean, we homies, and you shouldn't even be, like, you shouldn't have gone against your word like that with me. Plus, dude, I know times are hard. I know you need the extra money. So if you had just told me, hey, man, look, I got another dude.
I told you when you came.
Dude, you told me when I got there. Man, you 30 minutes from my job. I came straight from my job to your house. I had to stop by the bank right before they closed. I go through all that just to get to your house, and you go, oh, man, you know what? I actually sold it to somebody else. I mean, man, if you could have at least gave me the heads up, because the thing that made me the most mad is, you know, I didn't want that PS5 for me. I was getting it from my son, and I promised him I could get him one.
Wow.
All the stores sold out.
Baron, you a cold piece of work, man.
One. Dude, Walmart didn't have none. Target didn't have none. GameStop got a sign on the wall that says they don't have them. And then you come up and say, you got one I can take. I'm like, dude, I'm about to really make it up to my son. I'm about to kill Chris.
Father of the year. Ooh, father right of the there. Year.
F-O-Y.
I'm this close to killing Christmas, man. And then you just, oh, yeah, nah, man, I sold it. The f***, bro. I'm sorry.
I feel you. I'd be just as upset.
Baron, speak up for yourself, man.
Man, you're bringing your son into this. That's why I'll be.
Well, you kind of did it, though, Baron.
Bro, what that's you mean bringing my son into this? It was about him the whole time.
Hey, Baron, let me ask you this. How come you didn't call Dorian and let him know, like, hey, I got somebody else that's offering me a little bit more money. Can you match him? And, you know, give Dorian the chance to see if he could come up with the extra $200.
Right. There you go.
Give him a shot.
Yeah, how come you didn't give him an opportunity?
It's not even like I didn't give him an opportunity. It was, you know, it was a quick, in the moment, it was a brass action. Dude told me, like, yo, let me get the PlayStation. I was like, okay. And then I was just playing the PlayStation at the house. I forgot you were about to come through, bro. Like,
but that don't justify you selling it, though. That still don't just that. Look, you made an extra $200 to pay what? A phone bill for this next month? I mean, you sold out your homie's son for your phone bill?
And y'all better believe, like, y'all better believe. I know times are tight. If you needed me to grab the extra money, shoot, I could have done that. I'd have pulled some strings. I'd have made that happen. But the fact that you just sold it underneath me. That's just dirty, dude.
Go ahead, Baron.
Look, bro, I'm not even going to hold you. For one, I value your friendship, and this matters a lot to me. And I'm sorry that this is going down the way it is. Like, more than anything, I was not trying to shade you. I wasn't even thinking about you. And I see that that's the issue. I was just thinking about myself. But also, to be a little bit petty, that's not your son, bro. That's your stepson, and you've known her for a year.
Oh, Baron, you cold, Baron.
Whoa.
I don't know if that really has
What does that
to
have to do with it? Yeah.
Because I've known the man for 5-6 years, and he put in somebody who he barely knows over our friendship because I made a quick buck.
Wow.
Like, are we really friends, bro?
Wow. You know, you guys ain't friends. You his step friend from now on, man. That's crazy, man.
Wow.
That's crazy, bro.
What do you have to say, Dorian?
I almost forgave you, dog. I almost forgave you. Because I'm like, you know what? Hey, it is just a PS5, man. We could work something out. The fact that you would disrespect my family that way. The fact that you would disrespect my relationship. Dude, I don't care. I don't care that he's from... Bro, family don't say some like that.
For sure. Okay.
I could have forgiven you about the money. I could have forgiven you about the PS5. But that... right there was too far. I'm done.
Baron. Yeah. You could take back like a few sentences, Baron.
I was kind of cheering for you.
You might have been in there.
I was kind of cheering for you, man. I hope those $200 was worth it, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of none of our business right there.
Wow.
All right. So no pardon this morning, Baron. We're sorry. We're glad you reached out to see if you can get one, but it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. Dorian, we're sorry you couldn't grant a pardon this morning, but that's how it goes on Beg Your Pardon. Sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. Bay Area, if you want to do the same thing and have your scenario on Beg Your Pardon, all you have to do is go to KBLX.com and click on to Beg Your Pardon and present your case, and we'll get back to you. You can be like Baron and Dorian. It's Tony Sko, Kimmy T, and Rudy O, your dream team, right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.